It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning bonus segment. Coffee's, I think, Len, a little overpriced in some of these cafes. I
mean, yeah,
even Starbucks, you know, you start to add all the stuff on it, it can get up there $5-6. But there's a coffee place in Greenpoint, all right? They were selling lattes for $10.
I've never had a latte. What do they normally run?
I think you can get a latte in Starbucks for maybe $3.95, $4.
Really?
This place was making it $10. But even charging $10, Buden Scandinavian Brew House on Greenpoint Avenue has been evicted because they owe more than $10,000 in back rent. They couldn't make a go of it with $10 lattes. Did this surprise you? If I saw a $10 latte, I'm walking across the street to Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I wouldn't say despite charging $10 they couldn't pay their rent. Maybe because they were charging $10 for a latte, they couldn't pay their rent. That's what I would think.
Well, but you know, you have a lot of hipsters, especially out there in Greenpoint Avenue in Brooklyn, who think nothing of dropping $10 on their cafes and their lattes and their fancy organic teas and whatnot. It's become kind of a thing to do. So I thought maybe they could make a go of it with a $10 latte. They were packed all the time, but they didn't pay the rent.
What would make a latte worth $10? I mean, is it that good, a latte?
Well, I suppose whole fresh milk from the farmer's market, or maybe they had cows in the back and they milked the cows themselves and made the latte from the cow udders.
So, okay, I'm going to show you my ignorance. What's the difference between cappuccino and latte?
Well, cappuccino has the foam.
Yeah.
And latte has the milk mixed in. But, you know, I mean, I don't drink any of these fancy coffees. I don't drink cappuccino. I don't drink espresso. I don't drink lattes, mocha lattes. I just say I'd like a cup of regular coffee with milk, please.
Okay, now.
And what drives me crazy, though, when I go to Starbucks, I say, could I get a regular coffee? They say, well, what size? I say, well, a small one. Well, we don't have small because they call their small tall. Well, why does Starbucks call the small coffee a tall coffee? Tall is not small.
I think they should shut them all down and have a meeting to get them to figure that out. You know, have a profiling meeting on cups of the coffee. No, but seriously, if you put a shot of whiskey in a latte, would that make it worth $10?
Depends on the whiskey.